To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, August 25th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. TikTok. It's the wildly popular social media app where users post things like lip sync videos and show off their dance moves. And in recent weeks, it's also been caught in a legal battle with the U.S. government. We got a new development yesterday. TikTok has sued the Trump administration. Our reporter Katie Stetch-Ferrick will bring us up to speed after these headlines. For many kids, the first day of school came with technical glitches. The video conferencing app Zoom reported problems with the service yesterday morning, just as many students in the U.S. were beginning virtual classes. The issue prevented users from starting and joining meetings and webinars. Zoom said it had resolved the issue by the afternoon, but the outage is significant, given Zoom's recently expanded user base. It reached a peak of 300 million daily users in April, up from 10 million before the pandemic. And we report that as early as last October, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg was making the rounds in Washington. He was trying to raise the alarm about the threat from Chinese tech companies, including TikTok. Here's our reporter, Georgia Wells.
So Zuckerberg met with the president, he met with students at Georgetown University, and he also met with lawmakers, kind of in an attempt to hit home this message of look at TikTok, and also you shouldn't regulate us. Zuckerberg's point was that TikTok is not an American company and so likely does not kind of ascribe to American values. During the speech at Georgetown, he specifically called out messages from protesters that had been taken down on TikTok before, which is something that we've previously done some reporting into. And indeed, TikTok has kind of taken a heavier-handed approach towards taking down kind of content that could be controversial in China, but also that reporting showed that TikTok was working to loosen those and kind of allow more of this type of political speech on their platform.
And Georgia says there's a lot at stake for Facebook here.
So Facebook has increasingly been in the spotlight for antitrust concerns. And so the big question is whether or not kind of Facebook is going to be regulated at some point. And so our understanding from Facebook's perspective is it was this, you know, hey, look at TikTok, this big rising star. They're a big Chinese internet company. If you regulate us, they're going to win the internet.
As we'll talk about in just a moment, the government has taken several actions against TikTok in the past year. And while Zuckerberg wields a lot of influence, it's not clear exactly what role he played in the government's stance toward TikTok, if any at all. Coming up, more on TikTok. The company is suing the Trump administration over its threat of a ban. We'll update you after the break.
I work out every day. COVID won't kill me.
I'm 24. COVID won't kill me.
I have antibodies. COVID won't kill
me. It's been a long week. COVID won't kill me.
I'm 25. COVID won't kill me.
I'm partying outside. COVID won't kill
me. I don't need to wear a mask around my friends. COVID won't kill
me. I'm 23. COVID won't kill me.
If I haven't gotten it yet, COVID won't kill me.
I'm young. COVID won't kill me.
Famous last words. Don't let them be yours. Socially distance. Mask up, America.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
TikTok and the U.S. government have been at odds for months. The latest chapter, TikTok has now sued the Trump administration over an executive order that President Trump signed earlier this month. Our reporter Katie Stetch-Ferrick joins us to explain what's going on. Katie, thanks for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so this has truly been a saga. Can you just remind us how we got here?
Yeah, of course. It has been a saga. Basically, national security officials have been concerned for a while that TikTok, which is owned by a Beijing investor group, could take the data that it collects from the TikTok videos that Americans are making and relay that data to China's authoritarian government. There's some privacy concerns there. There's also concerns about censorship. And so national security experts in DC have been worried about this for a while. And earlier this month, President Trump signed an executive order that gave TikTok a deadline to find a buyer for its U.S. operations. TikTok wasn't able to put in enough national security firewall protections in order to satisfy certain national security officials. So they're looking for a way to continue to operate in the United States using a U.S. investor group that would take those assets out of its current ownership and hold it in what the Trump administration would perceive to be a more safe ownership structure.
So now TikTok has filed suit. What are they arguing?
Yeah, so the news is that TikTok and its owner have filed a lawsuit against the Commerce Department and against President Trump and Wilbur Ross to say the executive order is unconstitutional, that President Trump is using a federal law that gives him the ability to act on national security concerns, but he's using it inappropriately. And it asks a federal judge to stop the implementation of the executive order. And it effectively buys the company more time to put together a deal. The Trump administration has yet to respond formally to the lawsuit. We'll obviously be watching for their reaction to the lawsuit in their formal court response. For now, we don't have any comment from either the White House or DOJ on the lawsuit.
So there have been a ton of incremental developments in this back and forth. What does this step mean for the battle between TikTok and the Trump administration?
Yeah, it's a great question. We were asking that ourselves. Why would TikTok and ByteDance spend the money and put forth the effort to file this lawsuit when they're already in talks with potential buyers? But it's really good to point out that this executive order could be pretty powerful. It could just really wipe out the assets of TikTok. There was a line in the lawsuit saying it could wipe out the plaintiff's entire TikTok business by preventing TikTok from attracting new users, by driving current users to competing platforms, and by destroying TikTok's ability to partner with other companies and attract and retain employees. So there's a lot of power and impact in this potential executive order. So it makes a lot of sense that TikTok would file this and ask a judge to put this on ice to preserve assets as deal talks move forward.
Right. And about those talks, we've heard Microsoft's name, Oracle, Twitter, some investment firms. What does this suit mean for any potential deal?
Absolutely. The talks are still going forward. This doesn't seem to implicate that process at all. In fact, if anything, it gives assurance to any potential buyers that there's at least an effort out there to preserve the assets and make sure that the U.S. operations of TikTok remain incredibly valuable for them to purchase.
Okay, Katie, so what happens next?
We're expecting TikTok to ask a federal judge to immediately halt the Trump administration from implementing this executive order. President Trump set a 90-day deadline for the company to find a buyer. As you know, deals can take a long time to put together. And so we're expecting TikTok lawyers to ask a federal judge for some sort of stay or timeout while the broader question of whether or not the use of this national security law is unconstitutional moves forward in the courts.
Our reporter, Katie Stetch-Ferrick, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And that was your tech news briefing. We've got lots more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.